We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Do you have a cat who's portly, husky, or maybe even obese? Well, we have great news for you and your large companion. From weight loss coach and author of the best-selling diet cookbook, Are You Sure You Should Eat That?, comes Joe Rose's Cat Salads. Available in three flavors, the Big Billy, the Big Eddie, and the Meow Surprise, where we toss Billy and Eddie's salads together in a tasty mix. Pick up Joe Rose's Cat Salads in a pet store near you, or you can order in bulk at gograbasalad.com.
There was no reason for
always
that.
Appreciate the new sponsors here at WQAM.
Grab a salad.
Wow, grabasalad.com.
I think this guy eats salads. I don't know about the cats, but this dude is lean, mean. He's a wrecking machine.
All right, let's jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now and talk to one of the cat dads. Also going to be on the call for the game this Saturday with Joe Sakacki. I can't even get
Please
through
play it again. Please play it again. Oh my
Do you
God.
Have a cat who's portly, husky, or maybe even obese? Well, we have great news for you and your large companion. From weight loss coach and author of the best-selling diet cookbook, Are You Sure You Should Eat That?, comes Joe Rose's Cat Salads. Available in three flavors, the Big Billy, the Big Eddie, and the Meow Surprise, where we toss Billy and Eddie's salads together in a tasty mix. Pick up Joe Rose's Cat Salads in a pet store near you, or you can order in bulk at gograbasalad.com.
Oh my God.
How about that website?
Joe. Portly and husky. Portly and husky. dare we say obese?
Oh, no.
Go grab a salad.
We don't say that about our cats. We don't say that. No.
God.
They're happy. They're happy cats. That's all that matters. I'll bet you mine's eating right now at that house. There's a good chance he's eating something right now. If he's not, he's sleeping, and that's all he does, man.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Oh, my God. That was a 10.
Hey. TBJ, we got a lot of stuff to get to here to get away from those damn cats for a sec. The passing game, of all the parts of this team, that everything's been pretty good. Offensive line's been great. Defensive line's played great. All these things. The passing game. I never thought we'd be talking about the passing game. And tell me nobody's really gotten that much better except for one injured guy.
Yeah, I understand it because I was thinking hard about this thing. And here's what we got to remember now with Tyler, especially. So he had 2 years with Rhett Lashley. He had a year when Rhett came in and was put in that offense and was behind King and got a chance to get it and understand it. And then when he stepped in, when Derek was injured, I mean, he had had a lot of snaps. He had had a lot of visual reps. He had been in a lot of meetings, and I think he had a very good grasp of it. But he also had, you know, Rambo and Harley, who I'm going to remind you, gave him 136 catches and 1,715 yards, you know, between those guys. And that hurts. You know, and I'm with you. I mean, look, these other guys got to play. I mean, the Reddings and the Ladsons and the Brinsons and the Youngs and the Smiths and Rashad Smith, they've got to play. But I think you're still seeing some growth in this offense with Van Dyke. And I think that he's going to, you know, they're smart coaches. They're going to figure it out. You got to get the tight ends more involved if you can. And I think these running backs do a great job of catching the football. And I see that as well. But I didn't. You know, I think everybody was thinking we're going to throw it 60%, 70% of the time, and that's not what it is. So you got to adjust to the run game impacting the offense as well.
So is it more about not to get too specific here, is it more about releases? Is it more about route running? Is it obviously catching the football no matter what the situation is, whether you get separation or not? Is it quarterback, wide receiver not on the same page? What do you think is the biggest problem of the group?
I think there's probably a little bit of D, all of the above, right? I think you have a mixture of all of that. You know, Joe, the only thing that I can say through my history around this game is that when something's not clicking, you've just got to go rep the hell out of it and get on the same page. And if that's, you know, if these guys got to start staying longer after practice or coming in earlier and working together, that's the only way I've ever seen it happen. I've never seen a magic potion unless you go out and you recruit a guy that can come in and make an impact immediately, or a guy all of a sudden comes off an injury and he clicks up a notch or two. But, you know, it's everything. When something's not clicking in this game, if the running game's not clicking, it's not just the offensive lineman, or it's probably usually not just the right guard or the left tackle. It's the whole timing of the whole unit. And I think that's the case right here. You know, if it was one thing, my God, the way people are hyper-focused on performance now, they would work on that and get it fixed immediately. I mean, that would just be eradicated as soon as possible. I just don't see that it's just one thing. I think there's inexperience there. I mean, last year, I guess, Michael Redding had four games and one catch. Frank Ladson was at Clemson, and he was injured there. Last year, you had Brinson with seven catches for 90 yards. And Colby Young was at Lackawanna Junior College. And the only guy that came back with any true experience was Keyshawn Smith. And, you know, what did he – he had 33 catches last year. So, you know, that's the guy that I would think would have been your bell cow, would have been Keyshawn Smith. And he has not – he did that in a return game early on. But the loss of Restrepo, I felt going into the game last week, I think I said it, was, you know, 7-10 point loss. That's a 7-10 point swing not having that guy on the field, and it turned out to be true.
Don, instead of harping on everything that might have went wrong against Texas A&M or didn't work, what did you see good last week in that game from the Hurricane team on offense and defense?
I saw 27 first downs on offense. I saw a running game that rushed for a 175 and should have been 250, probably 2.25. They probably left 50 yards on the field. I saw, you know, Will Mallory make some catches. I saw Arroyo make probably, you know, I mean, that guy, that was a big-time catch. Defensively, I don't think we've given them enough credit. I mean, what they handled that group of Texas A&M, that offense, and put pressure on Max Johnson. Now, he had a worse day than Tyler Van Dyke statistically. And really, you know, his production, the biggest production they had in Miami, I'll say this too, guys, we got to remember, I don't have it in front of me, but where was Miami's starting point on every drive? I mean, I saw a bunch of drives Miami had to start inside the 10-yard line, and they end up marching the field and not get on the points. But, you know, special teams, I think the special teams thing, you know, with Tyreek Stevenson, in my opinion, that really turned the game as far as I was concerned. I've seen it so long, but I felt it. I mean, that was the biggest blunder of the entire football game. You're not supposed to touch a bouncing ball. If it hits, you know, if it hits the ground, run away from it if you don't think you have something clean. And that to me was, you know, we can talk about all the quarterbacks and this and that. That to me is the biggest thing in the football game.
Yeah, that and the blocked field goal. I write off special teams is, you know, maybe it's a different game, especially when you're trying to get certain things going. But really the frustration, Don, and you know this, just kind of what you talked about, you have almost 400 yards of offense and zero touchdowns, four trips inside the red zone. There's got to be a little frustration. As you said, you have some nice long drives, putting together a lot of first downs, and you can't get it in the end zone for six. It's got to be frustrating.
Yeah, it is. And I get trying to take the points, but, you know, in a game like that, you know, we have to remember that's you're on the road against a Southeastern Conference team until the week before where they got beat by App State. No, Miami was an underdog after they got beat by App State. and they were an underdog well before that. And that's a tough deal. And you cannot go in college football. I don't know if, you know, the NFL deal is a little different, but in college football, it is hard to go into somebody's place that's a ranked opponent, and they are talented, Joe. I mean, I'll say this about the receivers. One thing I noticed about Miami's receivers was how quick Texas A&M closed on them. Well, you talk about every catch we made, their secondary closed. They were fast and reactive, and that was a very talented team. And Miami went toe-to-toe with them and hung in there, and they lost a football game, and a lot of it had to do with mistakes.
Yeah.
Don, you talked about it. You brought it up a little bit before with the Canes defense and the defensive line, and they look like they're just getting better almost week to week. Leonard Taylor showing up. A lot of guys kind of just – I mean, that's one of the positives. And we know that Mario, when he comes in, that offense and defensive line priority to get those things squared away. How that defensive line, how they're getting better week to week is nice to see.
Yeah, you know, they have done a great job of buying into to rotating and being fresh. And I think that's important because you have these guys are splitting. Let's say they're splitting a game or a third in some positions. But when they go in, they're going 110 miles an hour. I think their technique is improved. And it's what I like about this defense, really, aside from James Williams, it's kind of a no-name deal. It's this week. You know, Leonard Taylor has definitely shown up the last 2 weeks, and he needs to. But other than that, you start looking at positions and the tackle chart. James Williams always is at the top, but then you've got guys coming in that are making sacks, and the productivity is across the board. And I think that's good for the morale of that side of the football. And they're really playing team defense, and they're gonna have to, especially we get into this ACC.
Hey, real quickly before we go, who's been the best offensive lineman on this team through the, in your opinion, of that starting five or six guys that have played?
Jalen Rivers.
Yeah.
No hesitation.
Yeah. They got a lot of guys playing pretty well, though. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's been.
Well, yeah, they are. You know, and Ja'Kai Clark is in out to the guy that. So Jalen Rivers is probably the most talented guy there. Now, you know, we've got to give, before I say that and hold true to it, you know, you got Zion Nelson coming back. It's going to be a pretty darn good football player. But John Campbell has done a great job from going from injured last year and not playing to playing real good football. And you go across the board, whether it's Scaife or Oluwaseun or Clark and Campbell, and now you got Zion that's going to play a bunch. All those guys are, Joe, and they've got two talented freshmen on that line, are Cooper and McCoy. I mean, those guys are—they're coming. So I say overall the group, but I think you know the best guy that I see, you know, week in and week out is Rivers.
All right, fast start, my man. Fast start Saturday against Middle Tennessee State. Get off to a nice fast start and get both sides going—the running game and the passing game—and feel real good going into that North Carolina game in a couple of weeks, huh?
Yeah, take advantage of that week off and get through this thing healthy and get some other people healthy. I'm ready for the ACC. Have a good – hey, Joe, good luck with the Bills too now.
Right back at you, my man, on Saturday. Thank you, Don.
Okay,
I appreciate
Bubba,
that, man. Have a good one.
See you guys.
Get you guys both a big bowl of that meow surprise.
Hey, man. Beef you up.
Salad.com.
You need to beef your cats up. Just call us. We can get –
3:30.
Get you going
on WQM this week at 11:30 pregame show with our own Hollywood and Brian Monroe. That was Don Bailey Jr. joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, I want to tell you about Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Man, we've been talking about the air conditioning company. Been talking 20-something years. Big Daddy Lenny started. We started this thing a long time ago. Trained and certified technicians 7 days a week. Take care of all your air conditioning problems. And if you need a new one, they've got them. They don't have to order them. We have them ready to go for you. But it's that plumbing company now that I really want to talk about because right now we got some of the best plumbers in the business working for us. Toilets and sinks and any kind of problem you might have, you can't fix yourself. You need a plumber. They're working 7 days a week like the air conditioning guys. They work 7 days a week for you. But really what makes our plumbing company a little different Air Around the Clock than everybody else, we are the water heater kings of South Florida. We got a box truck, work 7 days a week, filled with all size Rheem water heater. Same day installation. You got a problem, we get rid of the old one, get a new one in. We have them in stock ready to go. We got financing plans ready to go. Always about great service at around-the-clock air conditioning and plumbing. You have any kind of plumbing problems, hey, Joe Rose said to give you guys a try. 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER for air around-the-clock air conditioning and plumbing.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.